Facebook's role in spreading misinformation has come under intense scrutiny in the last 2 years. Facebook has partnered with documentary filmmaker Morgan Neville to create Facing Facts, a short film that gives an inside look at how they are dealing with this complex issue. Go see it at InsideFeed.com.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Straight ahead, the details on Instagram's new hub called IGTV. It's both a standalone app and a section of the primary Instagram app. It also lets users post high-def videos. Instagram's latest attempt to feed the growing demand among consumers and advertisers for mobile video, after these tech headlines. Intel chief executive Brian Krainich resigned after the company determined he violated policy during a past consensual relationship with an Intel employee. Intel said it accepted Mr. Krainich's resignation and that it expects all employees to respect Intel's values and adhere to its code of conduct. Intel has a long-standing non-fraternization policy that prohibits managers from having romantic relationships with employees who report directly or indirectly to them. The Supreme Court rules that states can require online merchants to collect sales tax, erasing a price advantage internet merchants have had for 25 years. The court, in a 5-4 decision, cited studies suggesting that the current rule costs states up to $33.9 billion a year in uncollected sales taxes. The ruling is a victory for states that argued tax-free internet sales were costing them billions of dollars in revenue. A Spotify for video games? Companies look up to the cloud for game services these days. Case in point, Japanese video game publisher Capcom may bring high-end games to Nintendo Switch in a cloud-based streaming service. One sign that video games could follow a path already well-established for movies and music. Capcom released a cloud version of its Resident Evil 7 for the Switch game in Japan last month. A Capcom spokeswoman said the company would decide whether to expand its cloud offerings after assessing the performance of the Resident Evil 7 Switch version. Coming up, Instagram unveils a new long-form video hub. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Facebook's role in spreading misinformation has come under intense scrutiny in the last 2 years. Facebook has partnered with documentary filmmaker Morgan Neville to create Facing Facts, a short film that gives an inside look and how they are dealing with this complex issue. Go see it at InsideFeed.com.
Instagram has launched a brand new hub for long-form video, the company's latest attempt to tap into a growing demand among consumers and advertisers for mobile video. Let's get the latest. Joining us in studio is The Wall Street Journal's Benjamin Mullen. Welcome back.
Hey. Thanks.
So you got to see firsthand what all of this new video venture will entail. What can we expect to see from now on?
So they're calling it IGTV, short for Instagram TV. And it's really their attempt, I think, to basically tap into some of the bigger advertising budgets that have traditionally gone to places like television, right? You have all these advertisers like Cadillac, Procter & Gamble, that they want to place really expensive advertising next to content that's quality. While a lot of stuff on Instagram is interesting and beautiful and gorgeous and all that, advertisers are much more likely at the end of the day to put their most valuable advertising next to content that's high quality, that's highly produced, that people are familiar with. And so I think part of the reason why Instagram is doing this, the financial motivation, in addition to serving their users, is they want to make a brand safe environment for some of those more lucrative advertising.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's big competition out there. You have YouTube, Snapchat. Instagram certainly is doing its fair share in terms of just getting that growth happening, but how does it measure up? Can it be viable?
Yeah, I mean, I think it can. Instagram announced at the event that they had just reached a billion users, so that was really significant. There's a joke in the tech world that Instagram's chief product officer is Evan Spiegel, the CEO of Snapchat.
Right.
And so I think if you look at Instagram started Stories after Snapchat launched Snapchat Stories, it's been one of their most successful products. So Instagram has shown a real capacity for taking ideas that sort of originate outside of its bubble, incorporating them into Instagram, and using the app's very huge audience to make those features really successful.
And to that, you know, if they're keeping it vertical, and obviously, as you mentioned, the high definition component, it's really trying to just keep with, you know, where are things going versus what have we always been doing.
Absolutely. So yeah, so you're seeing people start to get into vertical video, more wireless capacity all around the world, which means that more people are going to be able to view video on their phones. And you're also seeing a trend away from traditional TV watching. You're seeing fewer people, you know, you're seeing more people cut the cord and abandon traditional TV in favor of those over-the-top broadcasters like, say, a Netflix or a CBS All Access. So I do think that Instagram's trying to capitalize on that trend.
Mm-hmm. So with this launch this week, I understand, you know, there's celebs involved as well. How are they trying to really roll this out and get people hooked?
The event itself, I have to say, was very Instagrammable.
Uh-huh.
The Instagram's headquarters looks exactly like you think it will. They had pink cotton candy and little plastic champagne flutes.
Okay.
They had a 19-year-old chef who made sliders with little plus one flags in them to connote the Instagram likes. So it was a very Instagram-worthy event. And the CEO, Kevin Systrom, was in San Francisco, I believe, and he was there to give a sort of a briefing to reporters and stuff like that. So they really, and they looped in a lot of their talent, too.
Right.
They had Lele Pons, who's the most popular Instagrammer, I think, in the world.
Uh-huh.
She talked about doing a cooking show. And so it's clear that they really want to capitalize on, you know, the talent they already have to make this thing popular.
Very good. Benjamin, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
That does it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.